Hello, everyone that just saw us set up. Welcome. Thank you for coming to Stab. How many people have ever seen Stab or heard Stab? Oh my God, this half has not. Where have you been? No, it's fine. We don't promote ourselves too well. We have a little intro. We have production value. And I know these pants are too tight. Okay, it's fine. I know my... Anyway, guys, be on your best behavior. My 14-year-old daughter's here. So, you guys, no cussing. I'm kidding. Okay.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience.
That's you.
In a show called Stab.
Oh my God, Sacramento Comedy Spot! We're at the fourth annual Sacramento Comedy Competition here at Sacramento Comedy Spot, 1050 20th Street, suite. I forget what suite we're in, but we're right next to the place that used to be a yoga studio. So thank you guys for coming out. Are you ready to meet your contestants for Stab? Are you ready to meet your contestants? All right. Well, please welcome to stage Tyler Kinney. Tyler Kinney, he's right here, seat number one. Sitting next to him will be Mr. Alfonso Portella. Alfonso Portella. Yes. And last but not least, Jesse Jones. Jesse Jones. Jesse. Hey, guys. My laptop is broken. Well, no, my iPad is broken, so I'm having to do everything for my laptop. Did you hear that, Fade? Professional. Thank you guys for being here. I appreciate it a lot. Tyler?
Yeah.
Kenny, you've been on the show numerous amounts.
Thanks.
Almost too many times. Thank you for being here.
It's good to
be here.
I appreciate you.
What's that?
I appreciate you.
That seemed insincere.
It was.
It was? Okay. Tyler and his girlfriend have watched my children. So you know there's a trust up here. Alfonso's sitting next to him. Hey, Alfonso.
Hey, John.
Why, quit moving, because the mic is like blocking our view. I feel like a cat that wants to be fed.
I don't want to see you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Tyler. Alfonso, you were supposed to be playing music tonight.
Yeah.
This is my way of having you plug your band. So
this is... Yeah. This makes me uncomfortable.
Does it?
It's music that none of you will like.
That's not true.
It's true. Are you also insufferable?
Well, she answered.
Well,
for
my band is called Modern Man. How about that?
Huh?
It's called Modern Man. Alfonso Portella. Google Alfonso Portella.
We actually have a track. No,
Modern
we don't.
Man.
I'm sorry.
That'll be awesome. I'll sing a song for you.
There it is. All right. I'll get my horn.
The horn. Chunk, 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 chunk.
Yeah, that's good. It's exactly that. You just got a live taste of Modern Man.
That's what's just...
So, our gig got canceled.
Hey, your gig got canceled. Tyler already played a 3-hour set with his band tonight.
It's true.
Stand-up bass.
Stand-up bass.
Okay. Last but not least, this next gentleman not in a band.
No.
He was in a band called Godhammer. Christhammer.
Christhammer.
Christhammer. Same thing. Read your Bibles, everybody. Jesse Jones. Is there ever Jesse Jones? He's here.
In a sketch. It was a sketch comedy band. So, yeah.
Jesse Jones has been on every single show of Stab. He really has. And again, we have 82 episodes up on iTunes right now. And you're on just about damn near every one of them. So let's, you guys,
don't care.
Are you guys ready? Oh, come on in. Come on in, latecomers. Also, before we move on, did everyone pay to get in? I need to see tickets. Okay. I need to. All right, just want to make sure. All right, let's go ahead and play Stab. Oh. Oh. Okay. Wait, shit. It's gonna go to the next one. Shit, shit, wait. No, not Finder. God damn it. This first segment's called This Was Today Once, Tyler Kinney. Today is National Catfish Day in the United States. I don't know if you knew that, National Catfish Day. Also on this date, 1867, the first barbed wire was patented by Lucien B. Smith of Ohio. How did you choose to celebrate these aforementioned events in tandem?
Well, National Catfish Day is my favorite day of the year. Finally, a day for catfishers. It's the one day when misrepresenting yourself on the internet is encouraged and even celebrated. It's the one day a year where it's okay to tell a sad girl that you are an ab model and convince her that she's worthy of love just long enough to get her EBT card PIN number. Yellow cheese and steakums for all my boys tonight. National Catfish Day. It's like the purge, but instead of killing the weak, good Americans do their duty by crushing the spirits of the lonely. I went pretty hard on the
good
last...
Good start.
What?
It's a good start.
Okay. I went pretty hard last Catfish Day. I got a one-legged woman in Iowa to buy me a jet ski. So it was going to be hard to top that. But I told a 36-year-old toll booth worker that I was a pro skater and that I thought she had beautiful eyes. And bing, bam, boom. She signed the deed of her parents' farm over to me.
Wow.
All I had to do was make her think she's special.
Oh,
oh my God. It was hilarious. That farm had been in the family for generations. So, coincidentally, I have to get out there and put up some barbed wire. She said the llamas were getting loose and she's too emphysemic to catch them. So in honor of Lucien B. Smith, I celebrated by fencing in the llamas of an emotionally crippled woman. Well, actually, I guess those are my llamas now. It's going to be hard to top this next year. But I got a line on a Filipino single mom who she collects dolls and she really doesn't understand how PayPal works. So we'll see if I can, you know, the end.
All right. Well, good luck, Dr. Kinney. Thank you for sharing this stuff. Alfonso Portella. Don't look so smug. Okay, I'm sorry. Alfonso, on this date, 1928, Peyo, Belgian author and illustrator who created the Smurfs, was born. Also on this day, 1706, mentally ill emperor Rudolf II signs over a Treaty of Lieben, giving up Austria, Hungary, and Morvia. How did you celebrate these events together?
Well, I mean, as I'm sure you know, John, as a child, my favorite cartoon was the Smurfs, because even back then, I didn't have very good taste. So I would watch that show and wish I was just like them. You know, loved by me. And as you also know, John, I've confessed this to you a number of times. The one reason I don't want to rule over this country, the one reason I don't want to rule over this country of ours is I'd likely be as ineffectual as Rudolf II. I'd be too preoccupied with my interest in the arts, sciences, and sex with young scribes to truly lead a country to anywhere other than down a war-torn road lined with exotic paintings of me and geese. So this morning when I woke up and realized what day it was, I knew I had to do something. I painted myself fully in blue paint from head to toe and slammed myself repeatedly against a giant blank canvas, with each impact leaving an impression of my naked body. Not just my body, but a true representation of how my body is perceived by me. I am a Smurf. I hurt. I create. As I continued to run at full speed into this canvas, splashing blue pigment all over the walls of my roommate's bedroom walls and carpet,
I realize that this painting will age as I do. It will collect dust, warp, and fade. I did this all day, and when I was done, I had realized I had shirked all my responsibilities. When I finally picked up my daughter from daycare at 10:30 p.m., she said, "You forgot about me! You're the worst dad ever!" And I said, "Maybe." But I'm the best damn Rudolph the Second Smurf there is. That's what I did today.
Very good. Thank you, Alfonso Portilla. Yes, very good. Jesse Jones, yeah. On this day, 1966, Dikembe Mutombo, Congolese-American basketball player, was born. You know what else happened on this very date? 1630.
What?
The fork was introduced to the American dining by Governor Winthrop of Massachusetts Bay Colony. Did you know that?
No.
Okay. How did you choose to get on with things in regard to celebration of the aforementioned topics?
How do you think I spent the day, John? I mean, I think it's pretty obvious. Soup! God, I love soup. The only thing I love more than soup is making things unnecessarily difficult on myself for really flimsy, hard-to-justify reasons. And then imposing those beliefs on the others completely against their will. I'm a human Facebook timeline! Hey man, there's so many great soup places in Sacramento. Go on, pick your favorite. It's hard to narrow it down, I know, but try. I know which one comes to my mind immediately, but I don't want to influence your decision, so I won't say. All right, you got it? Do you have a mental image of your favorite Northern Californian soup restaurant?
Yes.
Good. Because it's very important to my premise.
Okay.
Broth Brothers Souporium is the one that I was going to say. I mean, it doesn't matter. The one on Fruit Ridge, not the one on Calvine, obviously. I mean, who goes to Elk Grove for soup? Am I right? Of course I am. Anyway, I shuffle-stepped into Broth Brothers on Fruit Ridge in a tank top and baggy shorts, and I bodied up the first soup fan I saw. Then, just as they were raising their slurp of watery noodles to their lips, I smacked the spoon out of their hand with authority, rejecting their weak-ass nutritional attempt. And with a grin, I wagged my grotesquely elongated five-knuckled index finger in their stupid, soup-loving face, grunted in my thick Congolese accent, "No, no, no." Then, never breaking eye contact, I just started shoveling forkfuls of soup into my mouth with the kind of intensity not usually found in soup restaurants. And yes, obviously, eating soup with a fork may be more difficult, but a real soup lover knows that it's the taste of the tines that really brings out the body of the broth.
Right.
Soon, and completely justifiably, I was roughly escorted from the building, but not before I'd opened the eyes of another soup-loving individual on another Dikembe fork day. It's worth the bail money every year.
Very good.
That was... This was Today Once. Which brings us to our second segment of the evening. Did you enjoy that first segment?
Yeah.
Great. Well, if you did, flip out your phones right now. Go to iTunes and subscribe. Leave a review right now. Right in the, we will not move on. Until, all right, this next segment is called Reorganization. Please take this acronym. What does it now stand for? Who or what does it now represent? In observation of it being Michael Jackson's 7th year death anniversary, please remake the following acronym, BAD, B-A-D. What does it now mean to you, Tyler Kenny? BAD.
BAD stands for barely a dad. And it's the acronym that was rejected from his tombstone. It had originally read songwriter, singer, musician, dancer, zoo owner, nose pioneer, and then it just said BAD, which stands for barely a dad. The moonwalk thriller, dangling a child over a balcony while on drugs. He'll be remembered for a lot of things, not the least of which was being bad. Barely in bed. He gave a lot of warning signs that he shouldn't be trusted around children. He even wrote a song about it. I quote, "Because I'm bad. I'm bad. I'm really, really barely a dad." They changed the lyrics for the sake of meter, but you get the idea.
Right.
And to the uninformed, it may seem like he was boasting about some imaginary street cred, but his family knew that he was openly warning the world that children should not be in his care. It was mostly about being afraid of responsibility and not really understanding where babies come from. I mean, he had a kid named Blanket. He named it Blanket. He was under suspicion of child molestation. Had a kid, named it Blanket. As if to imply, I sleep underneath this child and use it for warmth. It's Red Flag City. Bad.
Very good, Tyler Kenny. Red Flag City. That'll be a later show. A later show. Alfonso Portella, what does bad mean to you?
Well, I'm not yet bad. I'm on my way, though. I'm sure of it. My brother tries to comfort me, telling me things like, "You aren't bad. You're being ridiculous. Trust me. You are so far from it. I would never hang out with a guy who's bad." It isn't comforting. He may be in denial or simply doesn't see it, but I know the truth. He hasn't spent hours looking in my bathroom mirror, examining my face in the revealing fluorescent glow of my cheap vanity. If so, it'd be obvious to him or anybody that within the next few years, I'll be bald as dad. What do? I hate my dad, mostly because of his baldness. It's terrible. As kids, he would always come home smiling, "Dad's home, I brought some treats for my beautiful children." All while the sun shone through the skylights and reflected off his oily scalp, blinding us. It was the worst. He was the worst. If you want to know what my dad's head looks like, put on a bald cap and spray it with Pam. After the can is empty, gain 400 pounds and cover your body in the hair of a 40-year-old Portuguese jeweler. Then look in the mirror. Is that what you want for yourself? I didn't think so. I don't. But when that day comes, when I look into the mirror and realize I am fully bad, I'll stand outside, brave the stares of my neighbors, and ask the question. And the whole world has to answer right now just to tell me once again, who's bad? I only hope everyone's honest and says, you bald fuck. Now go inside, you're blinding me.
Very good, Alfonso. Bald as dad. Jesse Jones.
Yes.
Aren't these claps nice?
They are.
Okay, just wanted to. What does bad mean to you?
Refreshing. I didn't have dad in mind, so I break that streak. I'm sorry.
God damn you.
We were 2 for 3.
Everyone would have got a free president.
Free president.
Free presidents.
So no dads.
No dads. All right.
But the researchers of BAD say that it stands for the often overlooked period of time, which biblical scholars and historians now refer to as before after death. Referring, of course, to the 32 years of Jesus' life that they say transpired between 1 BC or before Christ and 1 AD or after death. It's also important to note that the biblical scholars and historians responsible for the study of BAD are not very good biblical scholars or historians. as AD doesn't actually stand for after death? And there wasn't, as their website states, quote, a bitchin' 32 years of miraculously awesome stunts and totally radical miracles. Yeah. Completely erased from history because Jesus asked his dad to do a crazy-ass mind wipe on the planet so they'd only remember him as a boring-ass goody-goody who just did nice shit for poor sick people, end quote. Some of the events that these biblical historians say transpired in this B.A.D. period are the story of one spring break at the Sea of Galilee, where a 17-year-old Jesus crashed his brand new jet ski into a moneylender's houseboat, only to pop up, splash himself off, and sprint all the way to the other side. Or how, after a particularly kick-ass show in Jerusalem, Jesus took all his bandmates in his pre-metal group Carpenter's Cross. Back to this cave he was renting and turned sand into pure, uncut Colombian sinus blasting powder. Where they spent the next 3 days writing their rock opera concept album titled Who Killed the Holy Ghost?
Christ Hammer.
The album was never recorded, but they say it was later used as the inspiration for the Book of Revelation.
Very good. That was Reorganization. Yeah. This show is still called Stab. This next segment is called Dating Profiles of the Fictional and or Non-Fictional. Please have composed dating profiles from the following fictional and or non-fictional thing. Use whatever dating site. Oh, this is a note to you. Never mind. That's not part of the introduction. Tyler Kinney, let's hear the dating profile from the perspective of the first day of summer.
Hi there. I'm the first day of summer. I'm that girl that you longed for when you were in high school. But since you graduated, you probably haven't thought of me more than once. But guess what, boys? I'm back on the market, and I want to let you know that I'm single, skin damaged, and ready to mingle. I'm looking for a guy who isn't afraid to roll up his polo shirt sleeves and get some sun on those guns. The kind of guy who thinks about jumping into the pool, but decides it's probably too cold and doesn't want to be the only one swimming. I have a very loose grasp on this concept.
No, you're doing fine.
So, enjoy the ride. It's going to be that kind of summer. The possibilities are endless. What are you going to do with me? I bet you have great intentions of kayaking and eating lunch by the river, but you don't own a kayak, and the riverbanks are all covered in goose shit. Maybe a picnic in the park, next to the shit-caked blankets of a Vietnam vet. Wow. Maybe we could enjoy white wine with ice cubes next to your apartment complex's koi pond. That's summery, right? We could just ask that guy nicely to trim his toenails indoors. The point is, I need a guy who will joylessly do all the summer things that I obligate him to. Outdoor street concert? Absolutely horrifying. Let's do it. Bike rides in direct sunlight? A nightmare. Put it on the list. Grill up some hot dogs? E. coli, table for two. Look, I don't need to convince you I'm awesome. I'm the first day of fucking summer. Within me, I hold the endless possibilities of sun-kissed days spent with smiling friends. But in the back of your mind, you know that's just a light beer commercial you saw. I represent the disappointment you feel knowing that you won't make the best of me. I am preemptive regret. And what's more sexually arousing than regret? End of dating profile.
Very good, very good. Tyler Kinney. Listen, was good. Your first two categories were real killer. The whole adult one was really good too. Just, you know. Alfonso, let's hear the dating profile from the perspective of a Bernie bro.
Hey, I'm Ben Grimshaw. I'm 24, and I'm just making this profile to let the world know that I, Ben Grimshaw, 24, who is making this profile, is not interested in pursuing any relationship with a woman who is not down to have a three-way with myself and Bernie Sanders. If you aren't down to bone down with Bernie and me, you have no business viewing my profile. The only lips that will ever meet mine belong to a down-ass big titty Bernie bitch or Bernie himself. Preferably at the same time while we swap a Molly between our mouths. using our tongues like ladles and spoons, and ladles and spoons for other stuff. So if that last sentence just grossed you out because the idea of sharing drugs with a naked, erect, Jewish man who truly represents the true ideals of young American progressives, while a younger, highly intelligent, and moral gentleman, me, tapes a pen to that magical man's penis and fills out his mail-in ballot using your full, natural Asian breasts as support, my guess is you're probably a Shillery supporter and you're also probably not Asian. If getting freaky with me and Bernie sounds like something you might be into, shoot me a message. I enjoy progressive values such as being pro-choice, so if the condom breaks during our three-party system, and I'm totally cool with paying half if you want to get it taken care of or whatever. I like dank memes, Bernie memes, going memes, M&Ms, and calling out Hillary Clinton weighs a ton supporters on their bullshit when I see it. Unlike Hillary, nobody financially backs me in any way. So if you have a place for this to go down, that'd be appreciated. Also, if you have any leads on how to get in contact with Bernie, that would help too. He has yet to respond to my emails.
Alfonso Patello, Bernie bro. Jesse Jones, yeah. Let's hear the dating profile from the perspective of Brexit. 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 That's a thing right now?
It is. It is a thing right
now. It's a thing and stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's see if this makes any sense. User, Brecky Breck Breck. Orientation questioning. Ethnicity white. Relationship status in an open relationship. Myself summary. Hey, y'all, I'm Brexit. How y'all doing? Most people don't get me. Even some of my best friends, but that's okay because I don't get me either. I'm Brexit, y'all. What I'm doing with my life. Not talking to my neighbors, that's for sure. Man, fuck those guys. Aside that, shucks, where do I begin? I'm just getting out of this relationship, honey. It's kind of crazy. But in a good way, question mark? I'm just kidding. I have no idea. I just do shit and say, fuck it. What's the worst that can happen? I'm really good at, I don't know. Depends on who you ask. I might be good at saving money or maybe keeping people safe. I might not be good for nothing, but that don't matter none, because if anybody really cared, they would have asked before now. I'm Brexit, y'all! Six things I could never do without. Six things I couldn't do without? How about six things I could do without? Like foreigners, or smelly, uptight so-and-sos, trying to tell me what I can and can't do with myself. And like, most of the money I had previously. And probably three other things too, but mostly those. I, I spent a lot of time thinking about. Not a whole lot. Thinking's for stupid people. I'm Brexit, y'all. I just do. That's what Brexit's all about. Just doing, not thinking. Because if you think too hard, then Brexit might seem stupid. And Brexit ain't stupid. You stupid. I'm Brexit, y'all. On a typical Friday night, I am eating a big old can of beans. Making rash, impulsive, self-destructive, ill-informed decisions that I don't even understand the full ramifications of. I'm Brexit, y'all! You should message me if you like doing things that sound fun, but which you almost immediately regret. If you like making things that was easy, real complicated for no good reason, or you're an old curmudgeon, because old people love Brexit. And that's me. I'm Brexit, y'all.
That was Dating Profiles of Non-Fictional and or Fictional. This next segment is called the Topical Haiku Challenge. Where you guys ready? There we go. Gentlemen, please have written three haiku in regard to the following topical story. Five people were taken to the hospital and dozens more were evaluated for burns Thursday night after attempting to walk across hot coals during an event held by motivational speaker Tony Robbins in downtown Dallas. Haiku, go.
Tyler? This haiku is called Deborah. Change your life, Deborah. Pain is just an illusion. Like money and love.
Very good. I hope no one named Deborah is there. Do we have any Deborahs in the crowd? Okay.
Deb?
Danny. Deborah. Alfonso, you may go.
No one's laughing now at the man who came prepared. Stakes tied to his feet.
Jesse Jones.
My first is titled Unleashing the Power. What if I told you that your feet weren't on fire? Your feet are on fire!
Very good. Tyler, you're second of three.
This is called Extra Fee. For an extra fee, you'll be taught how to do it and retain your skin.
Very good. Alfonso.
Big man makes you walk. Burning feet make you wonder. Maybe I do suck.
My second sort of ties into Tyler's second, actually. It's titled Empty Shoes, Full Pockets. Good thing I got the deluxe seminar package with the four-toed socks.
I'll get it when we release it on iTunes. That's when I'll be like, oh!
You know, all toe right. Socks. And
third of three.
This haiku is called No Refunds, Fuck Boy. Believe in yourself and you will feel no pain. No refunds, fuckboy.
Very good. Alfonso, your third of three.
Walking on those coals unleashed the power within. I just shit my pants.
Yeah. And Jesse Jones.
Again, sort of tying directly to Tyler. Third is titled, The Secret to My Success. Waivers with fine print. Filled with foot trauma warnings. Waivers. Which you signed.
That was the Topical Haiku Challenge. Very good, gentlemen. Which brings us to our next segment. And final segment of the evening, write an erotic poem about it. Ooh, fan favorite. Someone's getting warm over there. Wait. Here we go. Write an erotic poem about it. Tyler Kinney, police have written an erotic poem about a California stop. A California stop.
Oh, you say stop. But I know what you really mean.
Oh, shit.
You mean, just pause for a second and keep on fucking going. Ooh, you feel that? No? Well, let me ease in a little further. Ooh, now you feel it. Your lane filled, your flow heavy. Not your menstrual flow. That's gross. Your traffic flow, it's a metaphor. Don't be weird. Oh, I am way in there now. You're wondering, will he stop? Oh no, I'm too fucking mellow to stop at a stop sign. I'm just gonna finish this text. Let them know I'm gonna be there in like 4 minutes. Okay, there. Sent. Where was I? Oh, that's right. I was all up in your lane. The rush of cars, intertwined like lovers' limbs. I can't stop now. I'm too far. I'm squinting into the sun. Oh God, here I come. I never use my fucking turn signal either. And I tailgate like a motherfucker on the highway. California drivers are the worst. California, stop.
Very good. Tyler Kinney, let him hear you for them. Yeah. Very good. Oh, man. That was scary. At the beginning, middle, and end. All scary. Oh, yeah. Alfonso Fortella. I mean, I just really walked into that one, didn't I? With the, yeah.
Okay. I was driving here, and I was like, oh, you wanted like a rape thing.
No, I didn't. No, no.
I'm kidding.
We do not send mail to... We don't have listeners. Never mind. Alfonso, your prompt was, when I find it here, I'm done looking for a song to end on. Oh, Jesus Christ. Crunchy peanut butter. It was crunchy peanut butter. I remember. An erotic poem about crunchy peanut butter. Yep.
I want that peanut butt, peanut butt, peanut butt, that crunchy peanut butt, peanut butt, peanut butt, get stuck between my teeth, lodge in my urethra. I want that peanut butt, peanut butt, peanut butt, give me that peanut butt, peanut butt, that chunky peanut butt, peanut butt, wanna rub you down all night. You look like cellulite. Give me that peanut butt. Peanut butt. Peanut butt. Peanut butt. You drive me crazy. Peanut butt. Let's make a baby. Peanut butt. Come on, spread it. Peanut butt. Don't you forget it. Peanut butt. Peanut butt. Peanut butt. I want that peanut butt. Peanut butt. Peanut butt. That crunchy peanut butt. Peanut butt. Peanut butt. Make me bust a what? Bust a what? Bust a what? Nut.
Very good. Very good. Alfonso Portella. Portello. Very good. I almost wanted everyone to sing along to that. This clap. That would be quite a stab moment. Jesse, end this show with an erotic poem about virginity. Virginity.
I'm glad I wrote this one the way I did. Just following those two, it's going to sound amateurish no matter what. So here's virginity. Hey, guys. Come gather around and be hella regaled by my tale of this girl you don't know, who this summer I nailed. She was visiting family from her home back in Canada. We met at the arcade and started holding hands. We hung out a lot and spent some time texting. Then we traded butt shots and we were totally sexting. Don't ask to see, I had to delete them from my phone. But I still have my mental image from when we did bone. I rubbed on her parts and she touched on mine, like her boobies and nips and cracked behind. I said, girl, I'm gonna do it like in, on, and to you. I'm gonna take my hard wiener and for real gonna do you. And then she said, yeah, you are. You're so sexy and big. You have the shape and size boner I so obviously dig. And I told her, I've totally touched a lady's boobies before, so I've got some super experienced moves for you in store. And then we did sex. It went like an hour. On the living room rug, the backyard, in the shower. We did all the sex. It was beyond belief. In front and on back, above and beneath. She said, I was the best at sex, and I told her, I know. But I knew summer was over and she had to go. She doesn't have a Twitter or even Facebook. She said, tell your friends, not even try and to look. But it was real and it happened. And I was totally best. And that's how this summer I touched on a breast.
Very good. Stab is over. One more time. Tyler Kinney. Alfonso Mortella. Jesse Jones. I'm John Ross. I'm the host of Stab. If you'd like to hear more Stabs, go to our many online outlets, the primary of which being stabforgold.com. Stab, the number 4, gold.com. We're on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher. It's a great show. Most of them run about 35 minutes. You can listen to them while you drive somewhere. That's what I do. Thank you guys for coming. Good night. Thank you.